The house this way from the corner?
Across, well, I can go across anywhere, but I say, object side, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't know what to say, going to say. Now there's a house, and one there, that's across, and one over here.
Well, I suppose you got one, you got the two streets coming here like this, okay, and there's one house right here and one right here. They're both on the corner, but they're on opposite sides of the corner. So how would you explain that, the way they are?
I just say across the street on the corner, next corner, that's the overlap.
Okay.
That's all I could say.
That's good. Let's see. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? Like, let's say if a car skids on the road and just goes every which way, you might say the car went what?
Just like this?
Mm-hmm.
Just made zigzag it all up the road.
Okay.
And the drunk was in it.
Probably. What do you call evil spirits? You know, some people believe that they come out at night, about midnight, and then go back in before.
People call them witches.
Witches? Are there other names that you've heard people use for them?
That comes out at night, way back in the legend time, people used to have witches.
Mm-hmm, that kind of
witches. And, witches. We used to call them witches.
Okay, good.
I've never seen one.
I never have either. What do you call an old run-down house that these witches or whatever might live in? You know, little children are afraid to go into a...
Yeah, their children read some all the time, and I don't know what... They don't live in castles.
Well, you know, the old deserted houses, a lot of times the children think that witches...
Old haunted house or something like that.
Something like that,
witchy house.
Good. What do you call anything that brings bad luck? Don't have a name for that. All right. Well, do you have any name that you might call a person who brings bad luck? Seems, you know, somebody everywhere he goes, bad luck seems to happen. Is there any name for that kind of person?
He's a bad luck guy.
All right. What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
It's a name, but I can't pronounce it. It's a legitimate child. What do you call it?
All right. Well, are there other names for it too?
Yes, but I ain't gonna say.
Well, don't want you to be embarrassed now, because this.
I would call it that. That's what I say. Maybe I can't say what I would say. But a child that born with a mother and father not married. I can't get that word. I know what it is, but I can't. You say something, and I can't.
Well, would you ever call it that kind of child a bastard? That
means right. That's what I would call
it. Okay. What do you call the place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
To the what is? I can't say that.
Well, what do you people usually call it?
The undertaker's parlor.
Okay. Good. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
Okay. Is there another name that you people use around here for that?
Not. You used to call them coffins.
But now they call them?
Caskets.
Okay, good. What do you call the place where they bury the dead?
Cemetery.
Okay. What do you call a small, fast-flowing stream of water that comes down off a mountain? Is there any particular name for it?
It's called a stream, all I know.
Okay, good. What do you call a larger stream of water that flows through level country?
A river.
Okay. How about something a little smaller than a river? Would there be another name for that?
Brook or something. It's smaller than a river.
Okay, good. What do you call flat, grassy country? Like down around the seacoast or, say, out in Oklahoma or something? Just all the land's level and covered with long grass?
It ain't marsh grass.
Well, it's usually dry. So what would, just flat land, what would you call that?
Flat